Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, serving sweet memories for 75 years. The Cougar Postgame Coaches Show is also brought to you by Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners, a national leader in business valuation. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
All right, it is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show, brought to you by the BYU Creamery. Creamery ice cream delivered right to your door. Order today at creamery.byu.edu, serving sweet memories for 75 years. 68-49, Cougs over the Pokes. BYU head coach Kevin Young joining us here high above courtside at the Delta Center in downtown Salt Lake City. 15 consecutive wins over Wyoming, 19 consecutive wins shooting 50% or better, 10 consecutive wins out shooting an opponent. A lot of streaks continue tonight. Coach, congrats on the big win.
Appreciate it. Yeah, and that was a great effort by our guys. I thought defensively especially was outstanding. One of, if not our best defensive efforts of the year.
Yeah, Mark picked up on that pretty early in this one, too, about how you guys were playing. What was maybe a point of emphasis or two you guys wanted to lock in on with this Wyoming team?
Yeah, they've got two dynamic guys that we really wanted to key on, Nesbitt and Agbim. And want to show those guys a crowd, try to keep them out of the paint as much as we could. Forced them into, shots they didn't want to take, and then, more importantly, trying to keep those guys off the free throw line. That's a big part of what they do. We really, 8 free throw attempts by them, so job well done by our guys.
Coach, how difficult is it in the college game to go from a team like Fresno who likes to run and then have to play Wyoming who's going to try and take the air out of the ball a little bit, but what kind of adjustments do you need to make when you face such different teams?
I think it's good, number one, facing different styles. It prepares us for, a lot of different scenarios that we might find ourselves in through the course of the season. Tonight, again, trying to keep them off the free throw line was a big point of emphasis so we could get out and run and transition. I thought we did okay job at that. That was kind of the point there in terms of trying to not let them slow the game down by getting to the line a lot.
So you're already minus Yegor, and then you get a minute out of Richie Azal tonight. So now you're down effectively two starters in a game, which makes the game Mawut had all that more meaningful for you. How about Mag, who comes in, scores 11, 4 or 5 from the field, makes 3 of his 4 threes. He was the one guy taking non-NBA threes tonight, by the way. but how about Mawut tonight?
Man, he was inspiring out there. I told the guys that in the locker room. He's a guy who's, hasn't had much opportunity, and he stayed ready. He stayed positive. Obviously, it's been hard on him. He's a guy that's played major minutes at a major level before getting here. Had an injury that he was coming off of, and he just stayed with it. And he was ready when his number was called tonight. That's what I thought was the most inspiring part. He came in and did his job, and then he made a couple shots along the way. And I think when you play as hard as he does, sometimes you got that thing gets feeling good from behind the arc like it was for him tonight.
Meantime, Richie got rocked in that collision with Nesbitt and officially lip laceration. We saw him bleeding when he left. Wasn't able to come back in. What's the word on Rich? Because you figured, he's bleeding, but he's the kind of guy that he gets back in the game, and he didn't tonight.
Yeah, I don't have much more than that. They'll keep me updated, but, lip laceration, and, he's a tough guy. I'm sure he'll be back in short order.
Coach, you mentioned this was the best defensive effort. Let's drill down on that a little bit. What does that mean exactly? What were you getting tonight that you've been looking for?
Well, I talked a little bit about it after the Fresno State game. After Providence, I came in and basically declared who we are and what we're going to be about defensively and made that pretty obvious. And that's kind of been the same war cry pretty much since that Providence game. We've talked about it every day since then. Just our connectivity, shrinking the floor. Not getting overextended and just helping our teammate in all areas. And tonight we were good with that. And I think that's really been a huge part of why we've kept two teams that like to get to the line off the line. And then on top of that, just the individual effort I think has been better as well.
Closing comments with the coach, Kevin Young, coming up after this. It is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU 68, Wyoming 49 are a final in downtown Salt Lake City. The Cougs have now won 19 of the last 20 in this building. This is BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Yeah. You're listening to the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
All right, so back with Coach Kevin Young. It is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. Time for the Ryan Valuation Valuable Stat of the Game. BYU's accounting program is nationally ranked, so it's no surprise. One of the nation's top business valuation firms is run by diehard BYU fans. Need a valuation for your business? Go to RyanValuation.com. We're going to go with the free throw numbers that you alluded to a moment ago, Coach Young. Three free throw makes, season low. 8 free throw attempts, season low for Wyoming. They came into tonight a top 30 team in free throw rate. They average about 40% on a free throw rate, meaning 40% of their field goal attempts you can find in free throw attempts. That number was way down tonight. How did you do it?
Yeah, it was just a collective effort of helping and being in our help positions early. I thought, like I said before, that's just something that we've really been beating the drum on. And also just more discipline. You know, I thought we were, you know, coming down on shooters or drivers, I should say, in previous games. And so the combination of, you know, more attention to detail with our off-ball help and then more attention to detail with when guys do get to the rim, just trying to be a bit more vertical. I thought those were the keys.
Never want to take Foose for granted, but it just seems if you're not going to double him, he will get to what he wants and make teams pay. And he did tonight for a pretty solid 8 points and 3 rebounds. He's as reliable as they come in the paint.
He is. You know, and that was another offensive key tonight, was just trying to feed him in there. You know, he's proven that, as you said, if they don't double, he can score it. And even when they do double, you know, he's able to find guys. So we wanted to, you know, feature him down there. I thought we did a decent job of that, and as always, he came through.
We talked about Mawut coming off the bench to play a larger role. Dawson has been doing what he does off the bench. Nothing in the first half. You look at the end of the game, there he is with 11.
Yeah. You know, I thought we were more intentional about getting him the ball in his spots, and as soon as he came in the second half. Tried to do it into the first and had a tough stretch about 4 minutes into the first. Didn't love that. Could have been much better there. But, I thought Dawson was really good in that second half.
Coach Trevin continues to play really good basketball. We've seen him the last few years, and he's always been good, but he seems to be at a super high level of confidence right now. And also, I think he's a terrific defender. He's very physical and will mix it up. And maybe just to talk again about what Trevin brings to this team.
Yeah, I think he brings a lot. I thought he's one of our best screeners. You know, a lot of those layups.
He said he wanted a steak dinner because he was setting good screens.
He's getting with the big dude.
Yes, that's that. I've been lobbing that up there that the guards need to buy these bigs some steak dinners, and Trev should be in that conversation. That's hilarious that he said that. But we've been on him to set a lot of screens in our pick and roll game, which he has. And then as a defender, you know, he is. I think he's underrated. I think he's tough. I think he mixes it up. He's physical, and we're going to need that, obviously, as we kind of gear towards, Big 12 play here soon.
Okay, you coached a lot of games, helped coach a lot of games on this floor, NBA games. So the NBA line is what you're used to. They put a college line on the floor for these games, but nobody seems to want to use it. I asked Trev about it, because I'm sure listeners got tired of me talking about it, the fact that everyone was choosing the deeper line tonight. And, yeah, you made a lot of deep, deep threes from that line. Was it talked about? Yeah, there's a second line, guys. It's a closer shot. How'd that come about?
We didn't mention. I mean, in our practice court, we have what we – in the NBA, when I was in the NBA, we had what we called the four-point line. It was really kind of a spacing mark. And so we have that on our practice facility. So they are used to seeing two lines out there. We use it for more spacing cues, as where to be on the perimeter and then stepping into your shot. But you know what? Hey, they're playing in an NBA arena, man. You might as well get your money's worth.
And if you're going to shoot 45%
exactly
from the NBA line, basically, that's what happened tonight.
Yeah. No, but again, like, I think that's part of, these guys enjoying this moment. It's really been a fun weekend up here in Salt Lake. Had a blast with the guys at the Jazz Suns game last night. And so I thought our team really came together these last couple of days.
Oh, last thing then, 8-2 through 10. How does that sit with you?
You know, that Ole Miss one stings. You know, feel like we left money on the table there. But learned a lot, you know, in that game as well as, some of the other games that we've played. But, you know, every opponent, you know, I say it all the time, every opponent forces you to do something different, you know. And so there's different things and different reference points that you can make later in the year that I think are really important. So I do feel good where we are. We got a long ways to go and a lot of things we want to continue to get better at. But, you know, 8-2 feels good.
All right, Florida A&M to wrap up non-conference play Friday. Then it's a break before Arizona State at home. Big 12 play starts on New Year's Eve. Coach, congrats again, and good luck with your NFL guys tomorrow.
Oh, big-time fantasy playoff. Let's go. And same to you as
yes,
well.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you, Coach. That's Kevin Young.
Thanks,
that'll
guys.
Do it for BYU basketball tonight from downtown Salt Lake City at the Delta Center. BYU's a winner, 68-49 over the Wyoming Cowboys.